Hey everyone, and welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're tackling generative AI and its impact on healthcare, specifically, how it might help with this problem of healthcare disparity. You've all sent in some amazing articles and research, and it seems like you're all really curious about the potential upside, things like personalized learning, maybe better diagnostics, but also wary of the risks, especially around potential job displacement and widening the digital divide. We've got a lot to unpack today. So let's jump right in. One of the things that really stood out from these sources is that we're not just talking about these shiny new AI tools like Gemini and ChatGPT. There's also this whole world of conventional automation, sometimes called RPA. That's been around for a while, but could be surprisingly relevant to this conversation. What's fascinating is how these two approaches, the generative AI and the more conventional automation, might actually work together to create a more equitable healthcare system. And to help us unpack all of this, we have our expert here, ready to dive in.
It's great to be here. I think what's really key here is to understand that generative AI at its core is all about creating content, text, images, code, based on the data it's trained on. It's like having this super-powered assistant that can write personalized lesson plans, translate complex medical information, or even generate like realistic medical images for diagnosis. But then on the flip side, you have this conventional automation or RPA, which is all about automating repetitive tasks based on very specific rules. It's less flashy, but in some cases, it might actually be more reliable and less prone to bias.
It's a great point. So let's start with the potential upside of generative AI. One of the articles talks about education as a social determinant of health and how AI could personalize learning. I'm imagining, something like an AI tutor that adapts to each student's learning style and pace, maybe even helps them overcome language barriers. Could this actually help bridge this healthcare gap?
Absolutely. Imagine a world where every student, regardless of their background or zip code, has access to a personalized learning experience that caters to their individual needs. Generative AI could help address teacher shortages in underserved communities and provide tailored learning materials in multiple languages, and even identify students who are falling behind and need extra support. This could have like a ripple effect, improving health literacy and empowering people to make informed decisions about their health.
And speaking of language barriers, one of the sources mentions AI-powered translation as like a key tool for improving healthcare access. I'm thinking about situations where a patient doesn't speak the same language as their doctor, or maybe they're just struggling to understand complex medical jargon. Could AI help bridge that communication gap?
It definitely could. AI-powered translation tools are getting incredibly sophisticated, and they can do more than just translate words. They can also adapt to different dialects and cultural nuances. This means patients could have real-time conversations with their doctors, access medical information in their native language, and even receive personalized instructions and follow-up care in a way that's easy for them to understand.
This makes me think about the potential for AI to create economic opportunity as well. One of the research papers talks about AI mitigating bias in hiring and predicting future workforce needs. I'm curious, how could this tie into the income as a social determinant of health concept?
That's a really insightful connection. If we think about income as a major factor in health outcomes, then using AI to create a fairer job market could have a huge impact. For example, AI could help screen resumes for skills and experience, rather than relying on potentially biased human judgment. It could also be used to identify emerging industries and skills gaps, helping people in underserved communities get the training they need to secure good-paying jobs in the future.
This actually leads perfectly into another point from the sources, this surprising use of AI in financial inclusion. Could you explain how AI could help unbanked individuals access these crucial financial services?
Absolutely. There are a lot of people who, for various reasons, don't have access to traditional banking services. This can make it incredibly difficult to manage their finances, build credit, or even access basic financial products like loans. AI could help bridge this gap by providing personalized financial advice, assessing creditworthiness based on alternative data sources, and even connecting people with micro-lending opportunities.
That's fascinating. Now let's shift gears and talk about the potential of AI in healthcare itself. One of the biggest promises is around analyzing complex medical data, potentially leading to faster and more accurate diagnoses and treatments. What are your thoughts on this?
This is where generative AI really shines. Imagine an AI algorithm that can analyze millions of medical records, research papers, and even genetic data to identify patterns that humans might miss. It could help doctors diagnose diseases earlier, predict potential complications, and personalize treatment plans based on a patient's unique genetic makeup and medical history. This could be a game changer for everyone, but especially for patients with rare or complex conditions, who might benefit from more precise and targeted care.
One of the articles even suggests that AI could help distribute healthcare resources more equitably. I'm curious, how would that actually work?
It's still early days, but there are a few ways this could play out. For example, AI could be used to analyze population health data and identify communities with the greatest need for specific healthcare services. This information could then be used to allocate resources more effectively, ensuring that clinics, hospitals, and mobile health units are strategically placed to reach the people who need them most.
So far, we've been focusing on the potential benefits. But, as you mentioned earlier, there are some potential risks and drawbacks to consider as well. Maybe we can delve into those in the next part of our deep dive.
Absolutely. I think it's important to acknowledge that AI is a powerful tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. We need to be mindful of the potential for job displacement, data bias, and even the misuse of AI for malicious purposes. We'll explore these challenges in more detail in the next segment. Welcome back to our deep dive into generative AI and its potential to just revolutionize healthcare. Before the break, we were discussing some of these really, you know, exciting possibilities. But as with any powerful technology, there are also potential risks and challenges that we need to address.
Right. And one of the big concerns that came up in the research was this potential for AI to exacerbate existing inequalities, especially in healthcare. It seems like there's this fear that instead of leveling the playing field, AI could actually widen the gap between those who have access to quality care and those who don't.
Yeah, that's definitely a valid concern, and it's something we need to be very mindful of. As we develop and deploy these technologies, one of the biggest risks is around job displacement. As AI becomes more sophisticated, it's capable of automating a wider range of tasks, including some that are currently performed by healthcare professionals. This could lead to job losses, particularly in roles that involve repetitive or data-heavy tasks. And those job losses could disproportionately impact lower-skilled workers, potentially exacerbating income inequality.
That's a sobering thought. I'm imagining a scenario where AI takes over tasks like data entry, appointment scheduling, even some basic diagnostic work. While that could free up doctors and nurses to focus on more complex cases, it could also mean fewer jobs overall, especially in areas where healthcare jobs are a major source of employment.
Exactly. And it's not just about job losses. It's also about the types of jobs that are being created and who has access to those opportunities. As AI becomes more integrated into healthcare, we're likely to see a growing demand for highly skilled workers who can design, implement, and maintain these systems. But if we're not careful, those opportunities could be concentrated in certain geographic areas or among people with certain educational backgrounds, further widening existing inequalities.
So it's not just about AI replacing jobs. It's about this potential for AI to create like a two-tiered healthcare workforce with this highly skilled, highly paid elite, and then a growing underclass of workers who are just left behind. That's a pretty bleak outlook. Are there any ways to kind of mitigate this risk?
There are definitely things we can do. One important step is to invest in education and training programs that help people develop the skills they need to thrive in an AI-driven healthcare system. This could include things like data science, software engineering, and even AI ethics. It's also important to think about how we can redesign jobs to leverage the strengths of both humans and AI. Instead of thinking about AI as replacing humans, we should be thinking about how humans and AI can work together to provide better, more efficient care.
That makes sense. It's about finding ways to complement human skills with AI capabilities rather than seeing them as, you know, mutually exclusive. I'm also wondering about the digital divide and how that might play into these issues. Not everyone has access to the same level of technology, and that could create even more disparity in healthcare.
The digital divide is a huge concern, and it's something that could definitely be exacerbated by the rise of AI in healthcare. If access to healthcare is increasingly mediated by technology, then those who lack access to that technology will be left behind. This could include people in rural areas with limited broadband access, older adults who are less comfortable with technology, and low-income communities that may not be able to afford the latest devices or data plans.
So we're back to this idea of a two-tiered system, where those with access to technology and digital literacy have a distinct advantage in navigating the healthcare system, while those without those resources fall further behind. Seems like a lot of these challenges stem from the fact that AI is being developed and deployed in a system that already has a lot of built-in inequalities.
Yeah.
If we're not careful, AI could just end up reinforcing those existing disparities.
That's exactly right. It's crucial to remember that AI is not a neutral tool. It's shaped by the data it's trained on, the people who design it, and the systems it's embedded in. If we want to use AI to create a more equitable healthcare system, we need to address those underlying inequalities first. We need to make sure that everyone has access to quality education, affordable housing, and economic opportunity. And we need to be intentional about designing AI systems that are fair, unbiased, and accessible to everyone.
It sounds like this is kind of a complex issue with no easy solutions, but it also seems like there's a real opportunity here to use AI to create a more just and equitable healthcare system. In the next part of our deep dive, maybe we can explore some specific examples of how this is already happening and what we can do to support these efforts.
I think that's a great idea. There's some really inspiring initiatives out there that are using AI to address health disparities and make a real difference in people's lives.
Welcome back to our deep dive on generative AI and its impact on healthcare disparity. We've talked about the potential benefits, the risks, and the challenges, but now I'm really curious to hear about some real-world examples where AI is actually being used to make a positive difference. You know, move beyond the theory and see how this technology is playing out on the ground.
That's a great point. It's easy to get lost in these, you know, abstract discussions about algorithms and data. But ultimately, what matters is how this technology impacts people's lives. And there are some really inspiring examples out there of how AI is being used to address healthcare disparities and improve access to care for underserved communities.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give me some concrete examples of what's working.
One area where we're seeing a lot of innovation is in the use of AI-powered chatbots to provide mental health support. Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their location or income level, could access confidential, personalized counseling through a simple app on their phone. That's the promise of AI-powered mental health chatbots. And we're already seeing some promising results.
That's incredible. I can see how this would be especially helpful for people in rural areas or low-income communities where access to mental health services is often limited. Are there any specific examples of how these chatbots are being used?
Absolutely. There's a project called Wobot that's been getting a lot of attention. It uses a conversational AI to deliver cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, helping people manage symptoms of anxiety and depression. Studies have shown that Wobot can be just as effective as traditional therapy for some people, and it's available 24/7, making it incredibly accessible.
That's really impressive. So AI isn't just about replacing human therapists. It's about augmenting their reach and providing support to people who might not otherwise have access. Are there other areas where AI is being used to address healthcare disparities?
Definitely. Another area where AI is showing a lot of promise is in chronic disease management. Think about conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and asthma, which require ongoing monitoring and support. AI can help personalize treatment plans, track symptoms, and provide timely interventions, potentially leading to better health outcomes and lower healthcare costs.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm picturing an AI-powered app that reminds patients to take their medication, tracks their blood sugar levels, and even alerts their doctor if there's a potential problem. It's like having a virtual health coach in your pocket.
Exactly. And these AI-powered tools can be tailored to individual patients' needs and preferences, making them more engaging and effective. For example, some apps use gamification to motivate patients and make it more fun to manage their health.
This all sounds incredibly promising, but I'm also wondering about the challenges of scaling up these initiatives and making them accessible to everyone. We talked earlier about the digital divide, and it seems like that would be a major barrier to adoption.
You're absolutely right. Ensuring equitable access to these technologies is a major challenge. We need to make sure that everyone has access to affordable, reliable internet service, as well as the devices and digital literacy skills they need to use these tools effectively. Otherwise, we risk creating a system where only those with resources can benefit from these advancements.
That's a crucial point. It's not enough to just develop these amazing technologies. We need to make sure they reach the people who need them most. What are some ways to address this challenge?
There are a lot of great organizations and initiatives working on this. Some are focused on expanding broadband access in underserved communities, while others are developing low-cost devices and data plans specifically for healthcare applications. There are also programs that provide digital literacy training, helping people learn the skills they need to navigate these technologies with confidence.
It sounds like there's like a real ecosystem developing around this, which is encouraging. But I'm also wondering about the human element. How do we ensure that these AI-powered tools don't replace the human connection that's so important in healthcare?
That's a really important question. I think it's crucial to remember that AI should be seen as a tool to augment and support human care, not replace it entirely. These technologies can help automate tasks, provide information, and facilitate communication. But they can't replace the empathy, compassion, and human touch that are so essential to healing.
I completely agree. Ultimately, it's about finding the right balance between technology and human interaction. Using AI to empower healthcare professionals to provide the best possible care. It feels like we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Is there any final thought you'd like to leave our listener with?
Yes. I think the key takeaway here is that AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare and make it more accessible, equitable, and effective for everyone. But it's not a magic bullet. We need to be mindful of the potential risks and challenges. And we need to work together to ensure that these technologies are developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity.
That's a perfect way to wrap things up. Thanks so much for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of generative AI and healthcare disparity. It's been a fascinating conversation, and I feel like I've learned so much.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of this complex and rapidly evolving field. As always, we encourage you to continue exploring, asking questions, and engaging in these important conversations. Until next time.